Welcome to Manchester United Today.
Football predictions.
Hi, it's Peter Guest with The Moose here for another episode of the footballpredictions.net podcast covering French Ligue 1 games for the 17th to the 19th of January 2025. And you can see the details for all the matches we're about to discuss in this podcast on our website, footballpredictions.net, alongside fixtures from just about every other football competition that you can shake a stick at.
Yes, and on our website, it will show you where to watch the games on local broadcast channels, plus video streaming services, as well as team news and match odds from local bookmakers. Look in the description of this podcast episode for direct clickable links to all of the matches we are about to discuss. If you're streaming any matches on Bet365, geolocation and live streaming rules apply. 18 plus, gamble aware.
Starting off with Montpellier, who are in 18th. And they take on Monaco, who are in third. It kicks off on Friday, the 17th of January, 6 p.m. UK time. And for this game, click the links in the description to see your local kickoff time, betting odds, and available viewing options. You can watch this game on Bet365. To qualify for the live stream, all you need is a funded account or to have placed a bet in the last 24 hours. And when you join, use bonus code FP365. And this one's also on League One Pass if you like paying for a subscription. Well, Montpellier having a shocking season, and it doesn't look like it's getting any better.
No, indeed. And if we go by both of these teams, no wins across all competitions so far this year. So after the break, Montpellier, if we start with the home team, sits in 18th, bottom of the league. He got just 9 points from their first 17 matches, and the first two games after the Christmas break has ended in two defeats for Montpellier, 1-0 away to Lyon. We predicted that outcome. Then they lost 3-1 at home to Angers in the most recent game. Monaco, on the other hand, no wins so far this year either. And if we look at their games, they've had just one league game, and that was a 2-2 draw at Nantes. But yeah, overall, Monaco had a great start to the season. However, since sort of mid-October, Monaco started to fade a little bit. They now have 3 wins, 3 draws, and 4 defeats from the last 10 games in League 1. That also means they've dropped down to third in the table. They're 12 points behind PSG, 5 points behind Marseille. However, against a Montpellier team here who is pretty much, well, we're not going to rule them out because mathematically, of course, there's still a big chance for them of staying in League One. But they seem almost down and out with the form that they're in. And Monaco will have to fancy themselves in this game.
Yeah. And also, you know, Montpellier always concede, don't they? So we think they're going to be in trouble here.
Yeah.
And yeah, so fairly straightforward this one. But we do think that they might get a goal being at home. And so we've gone for a nice both teams to score prediction in this one. You can get odds there of 1.57. That's our tip. But for a full-time result prediction, we've actually gone for a Monaco win, as you can imagine. And odds there, you can get 1.53. Correct score time, and we've now looked at that. We've gone for the score, in our opinion, our best prediction is going to be Montpellier 1, Monaco 3. So I think could be quite a few goals in it from the away side. And if you like, 1-3 is the score prediction. The odds are there are 11 at the moment. That's 10-1. But not many people in this game are giving any hope to Montpellier. Next, we're going to go to Lille, who are in fifth. We take on Nice, who are in fourth. Should be a good game. Kicks off on Friday, the 17th of January at 8:05 UK time in the evening. And of course, visit footballpredictions.net to view the kickoff time of betting odds and broadcast streaming channels tailored to your location for this match. Well, this, I said it should be a close game. There's been a lot of draws for Lille and quite a few wins for Nice lately.
Yeah, so if we look at the second, like the results from after the break, Lille has started their New Year with three draws in a row, including Coupe de France after 90 minutes, of course. That was against Marseille midweek. That ended a 1-1 draw. And in League One, they started off with the year with a 1-1 draw at home to Nantes and then a 0-0 draw away to Auxerre. But yeah, going into the Christmas break, Lille had a draw at Marseille before that they had a win at home to Brest. Now look, Lille have not lost since the very beginning of the season and are actually now unbeaten in the last 13 games. So it's a very hard team to beat. But they're up against the Nice team, who equally have started, they've started this season or their January really well. So come out after the Christmas break with two good wins, 3-2 at home to Rennes and a 4-2 away to Rennes. just getting those pronunciations Rounds. Correct. Rounds, yeah. But yeah, two wins for Marseille, scored 7 goals and in they do have goals in them for sure, Nice. But and yeah, overall, also just one defeat from their last 13 games in League One. So yeah, no matter what, it's going to be quite an interesting contest. This, it's a very tight game. We do think that there will be a winner. And who is it going to be?
Well, before we get to that, we'll go to our tip, which is under 2.5 goals. And the odds on that are 1.87. But yeah, even better odds are on our prediction for the winner, which is Lille. And we think they'll get the home win, which should be hopefully a good tight game, but we think they'll get over the line. And the odds of that are 2.
Yeah.
And for our correct score prediction, we have gone for Lille 2, Nice 0. So, yeah, let's see how it goes. Just the other odds, just looking at them now. You get Lille at 2, as I said, draw 3.5, and a Nice win 3.6. So not many people, the bookies anyway, fancying a Nice away win. But yeah, Lille, like you said, they've got that run without losing, and we think it will continue. Let's hope so for them. Yeah. Next, we've got Lens in 7th, who take on Paris Saint-Germain, who are, of course, you, as usual, in top spot. It kicks off on Saturday the 18th, 4 p.m. Of course, click the link in the description. You'll find a link to our page on footballpredictions.net. We can find your local kickoff time and betting odds and all the broadcast streaming options available in your area. And this one, outside of France, of course, you can watch on Bet365 live streamed. To qualify, all you need is a funded account or to have placed a bet in the last 24 hours. Use bonus code FP365 on sign up, and all the details for that are available on their website. Well, Lens back on the winning trail for them after that kind of shock loss to Toulouse.
Yeah, a great away win at Havre, and like you said, bit of a surprising home defeat there to Toulouse, because Lens all season only lost 3 matches, which were against Marseille, PSG and Lille. So from the top 5, those are 3 teams that they've lost to. But yeah, they lost against Toulouse, who to be fair are sitting mid-table. It's a tricky opponent, but considering it was a home game, they might have anticipated a little bit more from that game. However, they went to Havre 1-2-1. We predicted them to bounce back from that defeat against Toulouse and win that game. And so they did, won that game 2-1. But yeah, they're up against the PSG side, still unbeaten this season in League One. They now have a goal difference, a goal score of like 46 goals for and just 15 goals against, the averaging nearly 3 goals a game, PSG, and just 1 goal against. And they've also started this year in winning, winning form. Like, they beat Monaco in a Trophée des Champions. They beat them 1-0. They beat Saint-Étienne 2-1 in their first League One game of the season. We had both teams to score and PSG to win that game. They won 2-1. And then, of course, we had PSG to win in the Coupe de France midweek at Espaly. You beat them 4-2. But yeah, we don't think that PSG is going to beat Lens with, an emphatic win. But They will win, but we think it's going to be a little bit more narrow than maybe most people will think.
Yeah, I mean, it should be a good game. PSG, I mean, maybe they will lose one or two games this season. Maybe this will be one of them. But at the moment, they're rolling along nicely. No Mbappe, no problem really, isn't it? But yeah, for this one, we like the look of both teams to score. Both teams often do score. We had Lens. They did misfire in that game against Toulouse. But apart from that, yeah, scoring games in the last six. And of course, PSG have scored in every game as well. Sometimes they only score the one goal, PSG, but they tend to score. So both teams to score, yep. Odds of 1.57. But yeah, we can't look past really, if we're sane, a PSG win. And actually, odds for that are even better than the both teams to score. You can get odds of 1.73 for PSG to win this game. So yeah, it could be a tricky one for them. Could be a bit of a banana peel for them. I mean, Lens at home, so we'll see how it goes. But we have in the end decided to go for a 2-1 win to PSG. And odds for a correct score of Lens 1, PSG 2, you can get at the moment at 8.5. So let's hope for them that they can carry on their winning run. And for us, next up, we've got Rennes, who take on Brest. Rennes in 14th, Brest in 11th, kicks off on Saturday the 18th January at 6 p.m. UK time. And click the link in the description to find your local kickoff time and the game odds and all the available broadcast streaming options for this match. One of them is Bet365. You can stream it there to qualify. All you need is a funded account or to have placed a bet in the last 24 hours. Use bonus code FP365 on sign up. So take us through this one.
Yeah, Rennes not had a great start to this year. They've lost all three matches so far after the Christmas break. Started out the League One season with a 3-2 defeat at Nice. We predicted that defeat, and we also predicted both teams to score. Lost 3-2 in that game. They had a tricky home game to Marseille. He lost that game 2-1 in League One, and he then got knocked out of Coupe de France to Estac, which is a lower league team in France. So that would not probably sit well with the Rennes supporters, because that was a bit of a shock defeat for them. So yeah, now that made it three defeats from three this year for Rennes going into this game against Brest. Now Brest, they're playing in the Champions League, where they're actually looking fairly good. They have four wins from six games in the Champions League, most likely looking to go through. Still two games left to play. They have just one defeat, which was away to Barcelona. They are through in Coupe de France midweek. They beat Nantes 2-1, so they are through in the Cup. However, in League One, they have struggled a little bit this season. And if we're looking at their most recent form, coming back from the break, they lost their first game in League One at Angers. They lost that game 2-0. And that's kind of continuing this really poor away form in League One that they had in the first half of the season, because Brest has only picked up one win from eight matches away from home. The remaining seven matches has all been resulting in defeats, and it's all been matches where they've conceded two or more goals. So yeah, away from home, you've got to be aware that Brest is actually in really terrible form. However, at home, they have been doing pretty well, and they also bounced back from that defeat at Angers. They beat Lyon 2-1 last weekend to get their first league win of the year. But yeah, away from home, it's a different story from Brest. They do struggle, and they will also struggle at Rennes, we think.
Yeah, but we think there'll be goals. In fact, looking at Rennes, they've been in some high-scoring games, really. In their last six clashes, there have been 21 goals produced for both sides combined. That's an average of 3.5 goals a game, so that's pretty good. 14 of those are coming from Rennes. Brest as well have scored nine times in their last six matches. So that's a 1.5 goals a game average as well. So we think it'll be both teams to score. And we've gone for that here. Odds there you can get at 1.91. If you can ask us for a winner, we think it will be Rennes. And you can get odds of 2 for a Rennes win. Regarding our correct score, what we think it'll be, we have opted for a Rennes 2, Brest 1 result. And you can get odds of that, if you like that market, of 9 or 8-1 fractional. So So yeah, let's see how that one plays out. To our summary matches, we've got Lyon in sixth, who take on Toulouse in eighth. And this is on Saturday, the 18th of January, 8:05 in the evening UK time. Check out clickable links in the description. You can find your local kickoff time odds, TV channels, streaming services for this game. And for this one, we believe this will be another both teams to score. And we've gone for a correct score here for a Lyon win, 3-1.
Yep. And moving on till a Sunday, 19th of January, 2 o'clock UK time, got Sandwichen in 16th, taking on Nantes in 15th. This is a game where we'll provide the local kickoff times, betting odds, and available viewing options on footballpredictions.net. And this game actually is available on Bet365. And in order to qualify, all you need to do is have a funded account and to have placed a bet within the last 24 hours and then use the bonus code FP365 of sign up to watch this game. And then for this game, which we don't predict to be particularly entertaining, we're going with a board draw of 0-0. So under 2.5 goals and 0-0 is our prediction for this game.
Oh, yawn. Okay, next up we've got Rennes, who are 12th, who take on Havre, who are 17th. This one kicks off on Sunday, the 19th of January at 4:15 in the afternoon UK time. And you can find your local kickoff time and game odds and available broadcast streaming channels for this match on the clickable link in the description on footballpredictions.net. You can watch this one streamed on Bet365. To qualify for that, all you need is a funded account or to have placed a bet in the last 24 hours. And when you join, use the bonus code FP365. Well, not many wins coming out of these two sides lately, but we think there'll be one in this game. We've gone for a Rennes 2-0 win, and that's under 2.5 goals prediction.
Yeah, moving on to Angers 13th against Auxerre in 10th. This game kicks off Sunday, 19th of January, 4:15 UK time. This game, you can go on to footballpredictions.net. You'll find localized kickoff times, odds, team news, TV channels, and streaming services. And for streaming services, if you're based in the UK, but also internationally, it's available on Bet365. In order to qualify, all you need is to have a funded account or to have placed a bet in the last 24 hours. Use that use bonus code FP365 on sign up. Now, for this game, we picked another board draw. We're going with 0-0. So that's under 2.5 goals, 0-0. And a draw.
Getting a bit boring, Moose. Well, next up, we've got Marseille. I'll try and liven it up a bit. Marseille in second, who take on Strasbourg, who are at ninth. And this one's on Sunday, the 19th of January, 7:45 p.m. UK time kickoff. And click the link in the description. You can find your local kickoff time, betting odds, and broadcast streaming channels. You can, again, stream this one on Bet365. And to qualify, all you need is a funded account or to have placed a bet in the last 24 hours. Use bonus code FP365. When you sign up. Well, these two teams don't lose a lot lately. They've both been in really good form with lots of wins and the odd draw. And for this game, we're expecting more entertainment. I get all the good ones, I think. And for this one, we have gone for a Marseille win. We think it'll be both teams to score as our tip. And the prediction here for the correct score is 3-1. And of course, it's worth mentioning again that live streaming is available for a lot of these games on Bet365, and make use of our bonus code FP365 when you register. And to qualify, all you need again is your funds in your account or to have placed a bet in that last 24-hour period. Geolocation and live streaming rules apply, and full details are available on the Bet365 website. 18 plus, gamble aware.
Yes, and in the description area of this podcast, you'll find links to all the games we've just been discussing, or you just simply head to footballpredictions.net. And why do that? Well, that's where you can look at all the online places to see the games from your location via streaming and TV channels, our tips for different betting markets, team news, as well as best offers and odds.
And you might also know that we produce these football podcasts across several competitions, as well as this one, and you can hear them at podcast.footballpredictions.net or where you usually get your favorite podcasts from, such as Apple, YouTube, and Spotify. That's all. Thank you for joining us again. And until the next one, it is
Have fun.
Have fun.